I wish we all have enough rest or enough activities.
我倒希望我们都有足够的休息或者活动。
Let's turn to Philippians.
让我们翻到腓立比书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
We read from verse 12
and
13, and then we read 14 to 16.
第12章读, 然后再读14到第16节。
Philippians 2,
Philippians,
we start from 12.
第二章, 我们从第12节念起。
So that, my beloved, even as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both the willing and the working according to his good pleasure.
这样看来, 我们亲爱的弟兄, 你们既是常顺服的, 不但我在你们那里, 就是我如今不在你们那里, 更是顺服的, 就当恐惧战惊, 做成你们得救的功夫, 因为你们历次行事, 都是在神在你们心里运行, 为要成就他的美意。
Verse 14 to 16. Do all things without murmurings and reasonings, that ye may be harmless and simple, irreproachable, children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom ye appear as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life.
第14到第16节, 凡所行的都不要发怨言, 起争论, 使你们无可指摘, 诚实无为, 在这弯曲悖逆的世代, 做神无瑕疵的儿女。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
我们亲爱的主, 我们感谢你。
For gathering us together before your presence. Lord, you already spoken to us.
主，你已经对我们说话。
And we still look upon you this afternoon.
今天下午我们仍旧仰望你。
That in your presence,
在你的同在里,
we may hear your word.
我们能够听你的话。
In your presence,
在你面前,
we may be taught by you.
我们能够受你教导。
We give our worship and our thanksgiving to you.
我们把我们的敬拜和感谢归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. I think by now everyone knows the theme of this conference.
我想大家现在都知道这个教会营的主题。
Our brothers twice explained the meaning of the theme.
我们的弟兄们两次把这个主题解释出来。
Not only the meaning of the word of life, but also the meaning of hold forth.
不但生命的道的这个意思，并且持守, 表明的意思。
Our brother Christian this morning told us, our Lord Jesus, he is the word. In the very beginning, he was with God.
我们今天早上陈弟兄已经告诉我们, 在起初他就是这道, 就是这话。
And this word became flesh and lived among us.
而道成了肉身, 活在我们当中。
And for those who have followed him,
凡跟随他的,
they witnessed to us
他向我们做见证,
that he is the word of life.
他是生命之道。
That's what Apostle John witnessed to us.
所以使徒约翰向我们见证。
He said, we have heard him,
我们听过他,
we have seen him,
我们见过他,
and even our hands has touched him.
并且我们亲手都摸过他。
And how wonderful that is to all of us that we can experience what Apostle John experienced.
这对我们来说是何等美好, 当我们能够经历使徒约翰所经历过。
The word of God is not only the full thought in God's heart,
神的话不但是神心中完全的思想,
but also he has become flesh,
他也道成了肉身,
that he can communicate us in a human level,
他能够以人的方式来和我们交谈。
No matter how old or no matter how young we are, we can all communicate and fellowship with our Lord Jesus.
无论我们有多年长或者多年幼，我们都能够和我们的主耶稣交通交谈。
And the more we fellowship with Him,
我们和他有更多的交通。
The more we experience Him,
我们更经历他。
The more shining we will be,
我们就会发得越亮。
As I was meditating on the theme of this conference,
当我在思考这个教会营的主题，
the Lord has brought me to some memory of two Christian brothers I met in past 6 months.
主让我回忆起在过去六个月里所见到的两位基督徒朋友。
I have a habit when I met some Christian brothers or sisters.
我有一个习惯，当我遇见基督徒弟兄或者姐妹的时
候， I like to ask them to share some of their very first experience in the Lord.
我请他们交通他们在主里第一次的经历。
And these two brothers, they were senior to me.
这两位弟兄对我来说是年长。
One is in his 60s.
一位是在六十岁。
The other is in his mid-70s.
另外一位在他七十中旬。
And they recall when they were young.
他们回忆起年轻的时候。
They were kind of brought up in a Christian, loving Christian family setting.
他们是在充满爱的基督徒家庭里长大的。
But they have learned all the Bible stories concerning our Lord Jesus.
他们读过有关我们主耶稣所有圣经的故事。
And also they have followed all the teachings that were given to them.
他们也跟随所有给他们的教导。
But yet, when they try to recollect their early memories,
但是当他们要回忆起他们初期的回忆的时候，
both of them,
两位，
they mentioned in their teenagers, period of teenage years,
都说在他们青年的时候，
the Lord brought some shining Christians to their life.
主带了一些发光的基督徒进入他们生命。
And these Christians they met is totally different from those they have known before.
这些基督徒他们所见到的和以往见到的完全不一样。
Through converse with them,
借着和他们交谈，
through living together with them,
借着和他们一起生活，
their heart were not only drawn to that people, that person, but their heart was drawn to our Lord Jesus.
他们的心不但被那些人吸引，他们的心也被我们的主耶稣所吸引。
And I really admire that kind of experience.
我实在羡慕这样的经历。
And when I recollect myself when I was young,
当我回忆起我自己年轻的时候，
I also had this kind of experience.
我有类似的经历。
Sometimes I feel weak to follow the instructions given to me to walk in the Lord.
有时我感觉到给我的指示要来在主里行走感到很软弱。
But somehow the Lord gave me an opportunity to meet some Christians.
但是主总给我一些机会来见一些基督徒。
Since the Lord is alive in their life,
既然主在他们里面是活的。
They don't have necessarily to sing hallelujah all the time.
他们不需要一直在那里唱 hallelujah.
But yet, when you get in touch with them,
但是当你和他们接触的时候，
your heart is drawn to the Lord Jesus.
你们的心就被他们吸引往耶稣那里去。
How wonderful this theme of this conference.
那么这个特会的这个聚会的主题是何等美好。
That the Lord gave us in trust.
主给我们这个
a mission.
这个使命。
That we shall shine as a light in this world.
我们要在这世界像明光照耀。
To hold forth.This word of life.
来持守这生命之道。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
That He Himself is the word of life.
他本身就是生命之道。
That He already has given to each one of us His very life.
他已经给我们每一位他自己的生命。
And also, Apostle Paul mentioned here, he urges us.
并且使徒保罗在这里他也鼓励我们。
He said, "My beloved." Even as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence.
那么他说我的亲爱的弟兄们你们顺服不但在我在你们那里的时候也顺服当我不在你那里的时候
He urged us work out our own salvation with fear and trembling
他说要我们花功夫来寻求我们的救恩在恐惧战惊之间
The Lord has done his part of salvation
那么主已经做了他救恩的那一部分工作
He's ascended on high and received the promised Holy Spirit
他已经升到高天并且领受了圣灵
And he poured down the promised Holy Spirit upon every one of us.
他把所应许的圣灵倾倒在我们每一位身上
That through this Holy Spirit, we already partake the life of our Lord Jesus.
所以借着这圣灵，我们已经以基督耶稣的生命有份
With this life in us,
有这生命在我们里面
we have a responsibility in our part.
在我们这里有一个责任
that we need to obey
我们需要顺服
with fear and trembling
以恐惧战惊的来顺服
to work out our full salvation
来行出我们完全的救恩
so that we can hold forth the word of life
使到我们能够持守生命之道
be a shining light in this world
成为在世界里一个闪亮的明星
so this afternoon I would like to use two characters to illustrate how we work out this full salvation.
那么今天下午我要以两个人物来叙述我们如何行出我们的救恩。
As I was waiting before the Lord,
当我在主面前等候的时候
trying to find some person as illustration,
在找寻一些人物来作为叙述。
The Lord led me to his own parents in flesh.
那么主引领我来看他自己亲生的父母。
We know that Joseph and Mary were vessels used by God.
我们知道约瑟和玛利亚都是主所使用的器皿。
To bring forth God's only begotten Son to flesh.
把神独生子以肉身带到世上来。
And that is the I think it's most proper illustration to us Christians.
我想对我们基督来说，这是最恰当的叙述。
Now we children of God,
我们现在神的儿女们。
We also were entrusted with the life of our Lord Jesus in our flesh.
也在我们身体里被主耶稣托付他的生命。
And God has has an expectation on us.
那么神在我们身上有一种期望
that we can cherish this life and treasure this life
我们能够珍惜这个生命来珍惜宝贵这个生命
and let this life grow in us
让这个生命在我们里面成长
just like Mary and Joseph were entrusted with Lord Jesus with
就好像约瑟和玛利亚被神托付耶稣那样
and eventually the life has fully grown in us and we can bring forth the light
至终这生命在我们里面完全的成长我们把光带出来
so shall we turn to a few scriptures
所以让我们翻到几处的经节
first gospel of Luke
首先是路加福音
Let's read chapter
1.
For the sake of time, we won't read the whole portion about Mary's experience.
因着时间的缘故，我们不会读玛利亚完全的经历。
But we just read her prayer and praise before the Lord.
我们只读她在主面前的赞美和祷告。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 39 to 56.
让我们读第一章第三十九节到五十六节。
I'll read English first.
我们弟兄先用英文念。
And Mary, rising up in those days, went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias.And saluted Elizabeth.
那时候，玛利亚起身，急忙往山地里去，来到犹大的一座城， 进了撒加利亚的家，问伊丽莎白安。
And it came to pass, as Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
伊丽莎白一听玛利亚问安，所怀的胎就在腹里跳动。伊丽莎白且被圣灵充满。
And cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb.
高声喊着说，你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。我主的母到我这里来，这是从哪里得的？
And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me?
我主的母到我这里来，这是从哪里得的呢？
For behold, as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped with joy in my womb.
因为你问安的声音一入我耳，我腹里的胎就跳动欢喜。
And blessed is she that has believed, for there shall be a fulfillment of the things spoken to her from the Lord.
这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
For he has looked upon the low estate of his bondmaid. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed.
因为他顾念他使你的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。
For the mighty one has done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is to generations and generations, to them that fear him.
那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。
He has wrought strength with his arm.He has scattered haughty ones in the thought of their heart. He has put down rulers from thrones and exalted the lowly.
他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。他叫有权柄的失位，叫卑贱的升高。
He has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty.
叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
He has helped Israel his servant in order to remember mercy.
他扶助了他的仆人以色列，为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
As he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her house.
使你们直到永远，正如从前对我们列祖所说的话。玛利亚和伊丽莎白同住约有三个月，就回家去了。
I trust all of us are very familiar with, this portion of scripture.
我相信大家对这一段的经文都非常熟悉。
Mary is a blessed woman that the Lord has selected her to be a vessel to bring in Christ.
那么，玛利亚是一个非常蒙福的妇女。神拣选他作为带耶稣带入耶稣的器皿。
In this passage, we can see several characteristics of Mary that how she was blessed.
在这段经文里面，我们看到玛利亚的几个特征，她如何得福。
How she was trustworthy to the Lord that even the Son of God.Is entrusted to her.
她如何是值得神信赖，以至于把神的独生子交托给她。
We know that she was betrothed to Joseph.
我们知道她被许配给约瑟。
But they has not married yet.
他们还没有结婚。
One day, the angel from God appeared to her.
有一天从神那里来的天使向她显现
，and salute her, and tell her she was found favor in God's eyes.
向她问安，并且说她在神面前蒙了恩。
And she was surprised, even she was feared.
在她惊讶的时候，在恐惧的时候
，she was troubled.
她感到很困难。
She doesn't understand what does it mean by this salutation?
他不晓得这样的问安的意思是什么。
So the angel explained to her.
所以天使向她解释。
Because she has found favor with God.
因为她在神眼前蒙恩。
And God's presence is with her.
而神的同在在她里面。
And she shall conceive.
所以她将要生。
And give birth to a child.
她将要怀孕，然后生一个孩子。
And the angel told her, "You shall call his name Jesus."
天使对她说，你要称孩子名为耶稣。
And this son will fulfill God's purpose.
这儿子要完成神的旨意。
And so she becomes a vessel to be used by God to bring in that blessing.
所以她就成为神所使用的器皿来带入那祝福。
We all know that Mary, her response.
我们都知道玛利亚她的反应。
And she, just like you and me,
她像你和我。
She used human logic to think.
她用人的逻辑来想。
She thought, I have not been married.
她说我没有结婚。
How can this thing be?
这是如何成就？
And so the angel further explained to her.
那么天使继续解释。
The power of the Almighty shall overshadow you.
说到全能者的这个能力将会荫蔽你。
And you will conceive by the Holy Spirit.
你将会借着圣灵怀孕。
And she thought this is something never heard of.
她想这是从来没有听过的。
But the angel further explained to her.
那么这个天使继续解释。
That your relative Elizabeth.
你的亲戚伊丽莎白。
She is old, advancing age.
她是年纪老迈。
But she already conceived.
她已经怀孕了。
And there's nothing impossible with God.
在神没有难成的事。
And Mary, her attitude, her response is, I'm the bondmaid of my Lord.
那么玛利亚她的反应，她的态度乃是，我是神的使女。
And I'm willing let what you have spoken to me come true.
我愿意让你对我所说的话成就。
So we see in Mary, she has a heart that fears God.
所以我们看到玛利亚她有一个心，她敬畏神。
And this is our attitude that we can work out the salvation.
这就是我们的态度，能够行出我们的救恩。
We exercise our heart to fear God.
我们操练我们的心来敬畏神。
Oftentimes I was asked by new believers.
我往往被新的信徒问，
Why God want us to fear him?
为什么神要我们来敬畏他？
Because we interpret this fearing God is we are afraid of God.
因为我们解释敬畏神乃是怕神。
In our human experience, if I'm afraid of something,
在我们人类的经历里面，如果怕某件事，
I will try to stay away with.
我会尝试离开那个事或者那个人。
Why God want us to fear him?
为什么神要我们来惧怕他？
That's because we don't understand the real meaning of fearing God.
因为我们不明白这个敬畏神的真正意义。
Actually, when we fear God,
其实当我们敬畏神的时候，
this fear is out of a heart that loves God.
这是出于爱神的心。
And this fear.Comes out of a heart that believes in God.
而这敬畏出自一个相信神的心。
And this fear comes out of a humbling heart.
而这个敬畏乃是出自一个谦卑的心。
That we think who we are.
我们想到我们是谁。
And we think who God is.
我们想到神他是谁。
And before him we are just nothing.
在他面前我们是什么都不是。
And out of this we exercise.The fearing of God.
出自这一切，我们操练我们敬畏神的心。
We know that Mary, she's a young girl who loves God.
我们知道玛利亚她是一位爱主的年轻女子。
The thing entrusted to her is not a small thing.
交托给她的事不是小事。
And it's not an easy thing.
不是一件容易的事。
I don't know how many of young girls among us or young women among us.You are willing to say goodbye to your freedom as a single girl and enter into motherhood.
我不晓得你们有在我们当中多少年轻的女子们愿意来放弃你们的自由来进入母亲的阶段。
I know a lot of young people when they get married.
我知道很多年轻人当他们结婚的时候。
The first thing they agreed, unless 5 years after we get married, we won't consider starting a family.
他们会同意一件事，除非在结婚的首五年里面，我们不要有孩子。
They think we need more time to establish us.
他们认为我们需要更多的时间来建立。
To build us economically.
来在经济上建立起来。
Also to get to know each other.
并且彼此的认识。
And enjoy life together.
一起来享受人生。
But we see what Mary's response to the charge of the angel.
我们看到玛利亚对天使的托付是怎样。
Seems she is so ready.
看来她是那么的。预备好。
And she's so willing to take that responsibility.
她那么的情愿接受那个责任。
That tells us in her usual walk, daily life.
这告诉我们在她平时的生活，日常生活。
She loves God.
她爱神。
A person who loves God.
因为爱神的人。
She is willing to give up something legitimate, something precious,to that person.
一个爱神的人愿意放弃那些在法律上允许或者他本身所珍贵的。
For the sake of the Lord.
为着主的缘故。
Oftentimes I see young people, they have this kind of heart.
往往我在年轻人当中看到有这样的心。
Although sometimes need some guidance.
虽然有时需要一些指引。
Need to be challenged.
需要受到挑战。
I remember when my son,was growing up.
我记得当我的儿子在成长的时候
he always longing for friendship.
他总是希望友情
he always wants to try to win his classmates to be his friend.
他总是要赢得他的同班同学成为朋友
So in his high school years,
所以在他高中的日子
in this area, he worked very hard, tried to be popular among his friends.
在这方面他就很勤奋的工作来要在朋友当中
I don't know young people among us if you have the same kind of mindset
很受欢迎我不晓得在年轻人当中你们有这样同样的思想
we want to be popular
我们要很受欢迎
and everybody is my friend
每一个人都是我的朋友
and in the United States
在美
国 in high school years
在高中年日
there are two important days for high school students.
在高中学生有两个重要日子。
One is the football homecoming, day.
就是这个
game.
这个橄榄球凯旋的日子。回归家乡的日子。
在自己学校。
自己学校比赛。
Homecoming game day. And the other is prom day.
另外一天呢就是这个舞会。
And these 2 days will show a person if he is popular.Or not.
那么这两天呢，就会显出他是否受欢迎与否。
So the first year he entered into high school.
所以第一年他进入高中的时候。
He was looking forward to that day.
他就展望那天的到来。
Very early he marked in his calendar.
很早他在那个日历上就记下。
Unfortunately, every homecoming game is on Friday.
那很可惜呢，每个这个足球那个的。比赛日呢是星期五。
And we all know Friday we have Bible study at church.
我们
church
都知道在星期五
church gathering
在教会有聚集。
So he tried to talk to make a deal with mommy and daddy.
所以他就和爸爸妈妈来妥协。
I work twice hard.
我会双倍的工作。
And I'll go to every meeting.
我会去
from now on.
所有的聚会从现在开始。
But you please allow me to go to the homecoming game.
但是你让我去这个校际的比赛。
And we don't know how to answer.
我们不晓得要怎样回答。
We know that we can't give him say a blank no.
我们不可以给他空白的，不可以。
So we ask him, you go back and pray to the Lord.
我们就请他回去向主祷告。
See how the Lord leads you.
看主怎样引领你。
And he has that kind of feeling, This again.
他有这种感觉，又是这样。
You always ask me, you don't say no, but you ask me to talk to the Lord.
你不说不，你叫我去向神祷告。
But we are kind of firm with him in this aspect.
在这方面，我们对他是相当
We will pray for you.
我们会为你祷告。
And you also go to the Lord.
你也到主面前。
If the Lord says yes, we will go along.
那如果主说是，我们会跟随。
Whatever the Lord says.It will be fine with us.
无论主说什么呢，对我们来说都好。
So he really spent time with the Lord.
他就真的花时间在主面前。
I can see he was struggling.
我可以看到他在挣扎。
I can see he really preparing himself to go to that game.
我可以看到他真正预备好自己去参加那个比赛。
So we kind of anticipating in silence.
我们在静默中在那里期待。
Not until the day before the game.
只等到那比赛的前一天。
And he very seriously, very solemnly approached his mom.
那么他非常认真、非常严肃地来到他母亲面前。
And he told mom, "Mom, I decided."
他对母亲说：“母亲，我决定了。
Tomorrow I'll go to the Bible study.
明天我会到到这个查经会去。
I don't want to miss.To be with my brothers and sisters.
我不要错失和我的弟兄姐妹们在一起。
And we were so deeply touched.
我们那么的受感动。
It's the Lord, the love of the Lord.
是主，是主的爱。
And he learned to love the Lord.
他学会爱主。
And that is fearing God.
而那就是敬畏神。
And from this small incident,
从这小事，
he learned how to cherish this life in him.
他如何学会保。被在里面的生命。
And from then on, I don't have to nag behind her back, his back.
所以从今以后，我不在他背后唠叨。
Tell him you need to do this, you have to do that.
告诉他你要做这个做那个。
But we just tell him go back to the Lord.
我们只需要对他说回到主面前。
And every time he has answer.
每一次他都有回答。
That is fearing the Lord, fearing God.
那就是敬畏神。
Fearing God is not afraid of God.
敬畏神不是怕神。
But is out of experience the love of God.
乃是出自经历到神的爱。
And we fear to sadden God's heart.
带着惧怕让神伤心的这个恐惧。
So we learn to love him.
我们学会来爱他。
That is fearing the Lord.
那就是爱和敬畏神。
And that is what Mary She respond to God's command.
这是她玛利亚向神的命令的反应。
When the angel proclaimed this news to her,
当天使向她宣告这个消息，
the angel doesn't give her choice.
天使没有给她一个选择。
Angel just address her, "You are a blessed woman."
那么天使直接告诉她，你是一个蒙福的妇女。
And what?God will use you. It's a charge.
那么神会怎样使用你？这是一个托付。
I believe in her daily living.
我相信在她日常的生活。
Mary learned through experiencing love of God.
玛利亚学会经历神的爱。
And she loved God in return.
她向爱神。
And once.The angel proclaimed what shall be done on her.
一旦这个天使宣告要在她身上所行的。
And without hesitation,
毫无犹疑的。
Mary answered, "I'm the bond maid of the Lord."
玛利亚回答，我是神的使女。
May His will be done on me.
愿他的旨意行在我身上。
She just simply trust and believe in the Lord.
她简单的相信，信靠神。
And that is fearing God.
这就是敬畏神。
And she considered herself as very lowly.
她认为自己是非常卑微的。
She gave up all her legitimate right and gave up all her things that she treasures.
她放弃她所有的权益。和他所珍惜的一切。
May this be done on me.
情愿这行在我身上。
And that is, first characteristic of Mary.
这是玛利亚的第一个特征。
She works out the salvation of God.
她就 做成他得救的功夫。
And secondly, once she learned this news, what will shall happen to her?
第二，当她听到将那发生在她身上的消息
，She went into the mountain country to seek out Elizabeth.
她就到这个山岭的地方来寻找伊丽莎白。
We know that Elizabeth is advanced in age.
我们知道伊丽莎白年纪老迈。
But Mary, I think probably she's in her late teens.
我想这个玛利亚应该是在她年轻的时代。
Imagine 2,000 years back, women, men, people get married in their early years.
想象两千年前他们在年轻的时候结婚。
Mary sought for companionship and counseling.
那么玛利亚是寻找这个同伴的情和这个有人来辅导。
Imagine in those days,
想象在那些日子
a girl hasn't been married yet was pregnant.
一个女孩子还没有结婚，但已经怀孕。
She has to suffer so much misunderstanding.
她要忍受那么多的误会。
She has to suffer so much despise.
她要忍受那么的别人的嘲笑。
And the danger to be stoned to death.
并且被石头打死。
And she couldn't tell anyone.
她不能告诉任何人。
Not even Joseph.
连约瑟也不可以
说。Her fiancé.
她的未婚夫。
Because he just won't understand and accept.
因为他不会明白，他也不能接受。
But the Lord has provided a companion for her.
但是主为她预备了一个同伴。
She has someone to turn to.
她有人能够转向。
She turned to Elizabeth.
她转向伊丽莎白。
And the scripture tells us she lived together with Elizabeth for three months.
那么圣经告诉我们，她和伊丽莎白同住三个月。
We Christians today,
今天我们基督徒
if we want the spiritual life in us to grow,
如果我们需要在里面的这个属灵生命成长
，Not only we need to walk with the Lord，
不但要与主同行
，personally，
本身个人
，but also we need spiritual companionship。
我们也需要属灵的同伴。
And how wonderful it is to see we young brothers and sisters。
这何等美好的！看到年轻的弟兄姐妹
，We not only befriend with our peers, our contemporaries，
不但是和我们同年龄的人做朋友
，but also we seek fellowship with some older, young, more mature Christians, brothers, sisters in the church。
我们也寻找在教会里面比较年纪比较大的弟兄姐妹们的陪伴。
We read this portion of scripture.
我们读这段的经文。
When Mary entered into Elizabeth's house,
当玛利亚进入伊丽莎白的家
，and she greets her.
她向她问安的时候
，and the baby in Elizabeth's womb was leaping and jumping.
在伊丽莎白里的胎儿正在跳动。
That signifies when we have spiritual experience with the Lord.
这意味着当我们在主里有属灵经历
Those who has the same experience, they will echo with us.
那么有同样属灵经历的他们会一起响应
And we will find counseling, we will find comforting and encouragement from them.
我们就会从他们得着辅导得着鼓励
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
How important for us to experience our Lord in our life.
对我们来说是何等重要，在我们生命里经历我们的主。
Not only by learning the scripture, intellectually,
不但是在这个思想上来学圣经里的话
，but also we apply all the word in our own life, on daily living,
并且把所有的话应用在我们的日常生活里面。
And in doing so, we will experience the Lord.
在这样做，我们就会经历主。
And when we have this kind of experience,
我们有这样的经历
，then we have real spiritual fellowship with our dear brothers and sisters.
我们就和我们的亲爱的弟兄姐妹们有真正属灵的交通。
I was serving with young people for almost 8 years, in a period of time.
我曾一度有8年的时间呢， 在年轻的弟兄姐妹们里面在服侍他们。
And sometimes it's very encouraging to have some brothers and sisters come to share with me their experience in the Lord.
有时是非常值得得的鼓励，有弟兄姐妹们来和我们分享在他主里的经历。
One time a brother came to me.
有一次，一位弟兄来到我这里。
And he said, "It's so amazing to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit."
他说这是何等的奇妙，来跟随圣灵的引领。
So I asked him what happened.
我就问他发生什么事。
He said, "Do you remember in our prayer meeting we always pray for some friend among us?"
你记得在祷会会里我们总是为一些朋友祷告。
And I said yes.
我说是的。
And he said, "One day when I was doing my homework."
有一天当我在做功课的时候。
He said, "I have a habit. Before I open up my homework, I always spend some time with the Lord first."
他说我一个习惯，每次在我打开我要做的功课之前，我在主面前花一点时间。
And that day, as I was doing this,
那天当我这样做的
时候，somehow the Holy Spirit within me tells me to pick up the phone to call that person.
那么在我里头的圣灵就呼叫我来拿起电话打给那个人。
So he followed.
他就跟随了。
And he picked up the phone and called that person.
他拿起电话打电话给那个人。
And he just said, "The Lord asked me to call you."
那么说主叫我来打电话给你。
And that person's response is so surprising to him.
那个人的反应是那么的惊讶。
He said, "This is the right moment. I was so frustrated today."
他说这个是恰好的时刻。
I don't know how to handle the situation as well as handle myself.
今天那么烦躁，我不晓得怎样处理这个情况和处理我自己。
And thank you for calling me.
谢谢你打给我。
And I think the Lord is real.
我想主是真的。
And before long, this person was coming to the Lord and believed.
不久这个人就来到主面前相信主了。
And this is some experience we can really share in our daily walk with the Lord.
这是我们能够分享的我们在主里的日常同行。
If we care for listening to the Holy Spirit within us,
如果我们有听在我们里头的圣灵的话，
then we experience the Lord.
我们就经历主。
That is our Christian fellowship.
这是我们基督徒的交通。
We can share the Lord together.
我们可以一起分享主。
And thirdly,
第三，
as we look at Mary's story,
那么看玛利亚的故事。
After she was pregnant,
在她怀孕之后，
and before she gave birth,
在她生孩子之前，
we can believe that she suffered a lot of difficulties physically.
我们可以相信她在肉身上有很多的艰难。
And even before she's going to give birth,
即使在她要生产之前，
she has to travel a long journey from northern part of Israel, which is Galilee, to Bethlehem.
她要走很长的一段路，从这个国家的北部，就是加利利，来到伯利恒。
Imagine in those days, the best transportation probably ride on a donkey.
可以想象，当时最好的交通工具也不过是坐在这个驴上。
She's in her full term.
她是她月这个已经要生孩子的时候。
Our sisters who has experience gave birth, you will know what kind of feeling, what kind of labor that would be.
经历过生孩子的姐妹们，你们都会知道那种感觉。
And also when she arrived Bethlehem,
同时当她抵达伯利恒的时候，
she's giving birth to the child.
要生这个孩子。
And there's no place to receive them.
没有地方来接待他们。
So her delivery room is actually the stable.
她生产的房间其实是马槽。
And used the manger to receive her infant, her baby.
那么用这个马槽的那个容器来接待她的婴孩。
But yet we see she is so joyful to suffer all this inconvenience and difficulties.
但是我们却看到她那么的喜乐，来受这些苦和这些艰难。
As in her prayer or her praises,
祷告和赞美当中。
She says, "My soul magnifies the Lord."
她说，我的这个心尊主为的。
And my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
Her mind is set to magnify God.
她的心已经立志来尊主为的。
And her spirit already rejoiced in God, her Savior.
她的灵已经在她救主里为乐。
So this kind of attitude that makes her overcome all the physical troublesome.
所以这种的态度呢，使她越过了所有物质肉身的艰难。
Like our brother mentioned last night,
像我们弟兄昨晚讲的
，Paul once he found out the value of Christ in his life.
保罗在他发现基督在他生命里的这个宝贝的时候
，and he overcomes all the situations that may befall on him.
他就战胜了任何临到他的各种情况。
And we can see many dear brothers and sisters, we experience this in our real life.
我们可以看到许多弟兄姐妹们在真实生命里经历。
In this kind of life attitude,
在这样生命的态度
，and we can bring forth that life.
我们能够把那个生命给产生。
And fourthly,
第四点。
In Mary's whole life,
在玛利亚的一生里
we can see her simplicity.
我们可以看到她的简单
she is very honest
她是非常
to the Lord,
向主非常诚实
and to herself,
对于她自己也是
and also she's patient.
还有她是非常有耐心的
She has been told many times,The child she gave birth is a special child.
她每一次都被通知，她所要生的孩子是非常特别的孩子。
Not only by the angel,
不但是由天使告诉她
but also confirmed by Elizabeth.
也由伊丽莎白印证。
Then Simeon,
然后是西面。
Then Anna,
然后亚娜。
They all told her this baby is a special child.
他们都告诉他，这个婴孩是一个特别的孩子。
He is the Holy One of the Almighty.
他是这个全能者的圣者。
But yet, when she start to raise up this infant,
但是当他把这个婴孩带大的时候
，I trust she raised this baby just as a normal child.
我相信他带大这个孩子像平凡孩子一样。
There's maybe some occasions.She has an urge to tell boy Jesus who he is.
他有时有这个心想要告诉这个小耶稣他是谁。
But always she restrained.
但是他总是控制自己。
She is faithful to God's entrust.
他向神所给他的托付是忠实的。
She raised Jesus just as other child.
她把耶稣带大，像其他孩子一样。
She has a simple heart. She kept this simplicity all the way.
她有一个简单的心，她一直保持这个简单，单纯。
We Christians, simplicity is a very precious thing.
对于基督徒来说，单纯是非常宝贵的。
We may go through many different environment.And situations.
我们会经历各种的情况。
Some may bring us high.
有一些会带我们往高处。
Some may make us low.
有一些会让我们低沉。
But yet, those who have a simplicity toward God and toward people.
但是那些对神对人有单纯的心。
We won't be affected by all these different situations.
会被这种不同的情况所影响。
That is what Mary, she, her person is.
这就是玛利亚，她就是这样的人。
She worked out her salvation.
她做成她得救的功夫。
And her experience is very, very personal.
她的经历是非常个人化。
Yet, this experience becomes a blessing not only to the nation of Israel.
但是这个经历不但成为这个 以色列国的祝福。
But also her experience becomes a blessing to the whole human race.
并且她的经历也成为全人类的祝福。
Today we young people,
今天我们年轻人
if we have a heart for the Lord,
如果我们有心向着主
maybe nobody knows our experience.
或许没有人知道我们的经历。
But if we walk with the Lord,
但是我们与主同行
our personal experience in the Lord,
我们在主里个人经历
eventually will become a blessing.To the body of Christ.
始终会成为基督身体的祝福。
Experience is personal.
经历是个人。
But the value and the function will become a benefit to the whole body.
但是这个功用和这个价值就会为着全身体。
So may we be encouraged by this.
对，愿我们得从这里得鼓励。
And next, I would like to share Joseph.
接下来我要交通约瑟。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew.
然后翻到马太福音。
Let's read chapter 1.
让我们读第一章。
Verse 18 to 25.
第十八节到第二十五节。
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was thus. His mother Mary, that is, having been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
But Joseph, her husband,Being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her publicly, purposed to have put her away secretly.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明地羞辱她，想要暗暗地把她休了。
But while he pondered on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying,
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说
：“Joseph, son of David, fear not to take to thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit.”
大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.For he shall save his people from their sins.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Now all this came to pass that might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord.
这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话。
Through the prophet saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child.And shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us.
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
But Joseph, having awoke up from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had enjoined him, and took to him his wife.And knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
约瑟醒了，起来就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。等他生了儿子，给他起名叫耶稣。
Through Matthew 1 and 2.
那么马太福音第二章。
Through chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Matthew,
在马太福音第一章和第二章
we can see four times recorded that Joseph had dreams.
可以看到四次约瑟有梦。
We know that there are two Josephs in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经里有两个约瑟。
Both of them are dreamers.
两个都是做梦。
One is in the Old Testament,
一个是在旧约,
and the other is here, you see, the adopted father of Jesus on earth.
看到的就是神所使用来作为耶稣的父亲。
And in these dreams, we can see the characteristic of Joseph.
在这里我们可以看到约瑟的特征。
If Mary, she conceived through the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚借着圣灵怀孕。
We can use her to illustrate how the Lord God wills the will in our heart.
那么我们可以借着她来叙述神主如何把他的意志在我们里面。
Then we can see in Joseph.
我们可以看到在约瑟。
Once he had a dream from the Lord.
他一旦从主那里有梦。
When he wakes up, he executes what was instructed to him.
他一醒过来，他就施行对他的指示。
He works out the work that Lord God operates in him.
他做出主神在他里面所操作的。
And that is what we can learn from them.
这是我们从他们所能学习。
In his first dream,
在他第一个梦里，
I think there might be quite a struggle with him.
我想他里头有相当的挣扎。
As days go by, Mary's pregnancy cannot be hidden anymore.
当日子度过，玛利亚的这个怀孕不可能再隐藏。
Even Joseph could tell that she is pregnant.
即使约瑟也可以说看出，她是怀孕。
The Bible recorded Joseph was a righteous person.
那这个圣经说约瑟是个义人。
She doesn't want to, put Mary away publicly, but to shame Mary publicly.
她不要在公开的场合羞辱玛利亚。
He pondered in himself that he want to put her away secretly.
他在里头思想，要暗暗把她给休了。
I think by doing so, Joseph is letting himself go very much.
那么这样做呢？我想约瑟他是把放弃他自己很大的限度了。
Imagine put ourselves in his situation.
想象把我们自己放在他的地位上。
If that kind of thing happened to us.
如果这样的事发生在我们身上，
How will you feel? How will I feel?
你会怎样感觉？我会怎样感觉？
He might feel hurt.
他可能首先感觉到受到伤害。
He feels suspicious.
感觉到疑惑。
He feels betrayed.
怀疑或者背叛。
Maybe all of this, he feels very angry.
或者出自这一切，他感到非常愤怒。
He has to give up.Himself a lot to let go of all this feeling.
他要放弃很多的自我来放弃这一些感觉。
To be a righteous person.
要做一个义人。
Not to deal with Mary by the law of Moses.
不要以摩西的律法来对付玛利亚。
But deal with her graciously, put her away in secret.
但是有恩慈的对待她，暗暗的把她休了。
So humanly speaking, Joseph is a very nice guy, very nice person.
所以就人来说。约瑟是一个非常好的人。
He's a righteous person.
他是一个义人。
But yet God want to make him even better.
但是神要使他更好。
So one night he had a dream.
所以有一天晚上他有一个梦。
He dreamed the angel appeared to him.
那么天使向他显现。
And tells him what happened to Mary.
来告诉他什么事发生在玛利亚。
And also explains why this happened to Mary.
并且解释为什么发生在玛利亚。
And in the morning when he woke up,
在早晨他醒过来。
He just followed the instruction of the angel.
他就跟随天使的指示。
And he obeyed.
他顺服。
Without question.
毫无疑问。
Without arguing.
没有在辩论。
Without compromising.
没有妥协。
And he just went and took Mary as his wife.
他就去娶了玛利亚过来。
We see this is something further.He's letting go of his righteousness.
我们可以看到，他这放弃他自己的义。
For the will of God, he's willing to let go of himself.
为了神的旨意，他愿意放弃自我。
And that is something we all can learn to obey our Lord.
这是我们都能够学习来顺服我们主的。
To obey means we have to let go our own choice, our own opinion.
要顺服就是要放弃我们自己的选择，自己的意识。
And Joseph in this area In this instance, he let go of himself.
那么约瑟在这里呢，他就放弃了他自己。
And he took Mary in.
他就娶了玛利亚。
Now we all know, actually, this is what a one honor to for him.
现在我们都知道，对他来说这是何等的荣幸。
That in flesh he can be the father of God's son.
在肉身他能够作为神儿子的父亲。
To fulfill what has promised by the Lord through his prophet.
来应验神借着他先知所说的话。
That virgin shall give birth to a child.
必有童女怀孕生子。
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
That is God with us.
就是神与我们同在。
And what an honor that Joseph can be selected as a vessel to do that.
这是何等的荣幸，约瑟能够被选来作为这个器皿。
And we all know the story.
我们都知道这个故事。
As time goes by,
当时间过去
，When Jesus was about 2 years old,
当主耶稣是两岁大的时候
，The wise men, the magi from the east, come to worship baby Jesus.
那么从东方来的博士呢，就来敬拜这小耶稣。
And by then, King Herod was very afraid that this child will become king of Israel.
在那个时候呢，这个希律王已经很惧怕，这会成为以色列的王。
And in his heart, he decided to kill all the children in the surroundings of Bethlehem.
那么在他心里就决定要伤害在伯利恒周围所有两岁大的孩子。
So, Joseph dreamed second dream.
那么约瑟就梦了第二个梦。
The angel instructed him, "Rise up and took your family and this child, flee to Egypt."
那么天使就对他指示说，起来，带着小孩子同母亲逃往埃及。
In order to protect the life of this child.
为了要保护这孩子的生命。
We Christians, as we learn to walk with our Lord.
我们作为基督徒，当我们学会如何与主同行。
If we have a desire, we have a longing to have this spiritual life grow in us.
当我们有这个科目，这个心意在主在我们里面成长。
The second lesson we learn is just like Joseph.We need to learn to flee from certain things.
我们从约瑟所学的第二功课就是我们要从某件事逃跑。
We know that Satan, the enemy of God,
我们知道撒旦就是神的仇敌。
He always tried to kill, to destroy spiritual life.
他总是要杀害，要毁灭这属灵的生命。
Just like Jesus says, when the thief comes, he is come to kill, to destroy.
正如主耶稣说，当这个盗贼来的时候，他是要来杀害、来破坏。
He kills that young spiritual life in us.
他要杀害那在我们里头年幼的这个属灵生命。
So we children of God, we need be consciously cooperate with the Lord.
所以我们作为神的儿女，我们必须要在意识里和神合作。
To flee from certain dangers.
要逃离某种危险。
Like in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 18.
就好像哥林多前书第六章第十八节。
Apostle Paul urges us to flee from fornications.
那么使徒保罗要叫我们要逃离这个情欲。淫乱的事。
And this era, this kind of thing,is almost everywhere.
那么在这个世代，这种事在各处都有。
Even young people are very easily polluted.
甚至于年轻人也很容易被污染。
And we need to flee from this thing.
我们必须逃离这样的事。
And the second thing in 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verse 14.
第二，在哥林多前书第十章
，Paul urges us to flee from idolatry.
十四节，保罗叫我们逃避偶像的事，拜偶像的事。
We only worship our Lord.
我们只敬拜我们的主。
Any other things is idolatry.
任何其他的事物都是偶像。
And also in 1 Timothy chapter 6,
还有在提摩太前书第六章
mentioned several things.
保罗就讲了几件事。
Maybe shall we turn to it and take a look of it?
让我们翻去看一看。
First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Be thou, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness.
但你们这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义。
I won't read the rest of this verse. Paul urges Timothy to flee from certain things.
那么保罗鼓励提摩太要躲避一些事。
First thing is recorded in verse 3 of this chapter.
首先在这一章的第三节。
That is different teachings.
就是异教。
This is some people translate into heresy.
有些人传为这个是异端。
But actually, it's just a teaching, but it's a little bit different from the teaching of the Word, the Lord.
其实这是说到一种教训和主的教训是不同的。
May not be what we know about. Very obvious. There's errors in it.
那么这不是所闻所非常清认同非常清楚的异端。
Today among so-called Christianity.
现在在所谓的基督教。
There are so many different teachings.
有那么不同。多种不同的教训。
And it's not easy for us to discern.
让我们来分辨是不容易的。
And some people, they think now it's an information era.
那么有些人认为现在是这个知识的时代。
We can get information in every aspect.
信息的时代可以在各方面得到信息。
If we want to learn spiritual things,
如果我们要学属灵的事，
we can also go to internet and find some information.
到网际网络去找一些资料。
A sister young in the Lord in our group.
在我们的这一组里面，年轻的姐妹。
She has a heart to know the Bible truth.
她有这个心要来知道圣经的真理。
But because she was just saved.In the Lord.
因着他刚在主里得救。
And also her working schedule is very busy.
因着他的这个工作是非常忙碌。
So she doesn't have a habit or form a habit to join the meetings.
所以他没有这个习惯来参加聚会。
She thought to herself, it's easy for me to study the Bible. I just go to the internet whenever I have time.
他对自己说很容易的来读圣经，我只需要到这个网际网络，如果当我有时间的时候。
And he found some website has certain portions she want to study.
他找到一些这个网页有他要读的。
She doesn't know how to discern.
他不晓得怎样分辨。
And she doesn't even ask brothers and sisters in the gathering.
他也不问一下在聚会里的弟兄姐妹。
But after several months,
在几个月后呢
？She came to the meeting. She found.All what she learned in the church is different from what she learned from the internet.
她到聚会里发现，她在教会里所学的和她在网际网络所学的完全不一样。
And there's a big conflict inside of her.
在她里面有很大的这个挣扎。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be aware of this.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要注意这一点。
And we need to flee from all these different teachings.
我们要逃避这些不同的教训。
And sometimes we go to the internet.
有时我们到这个网际网
络。Or sometimes we have friends, they go to different places.
有时我们有朋友，他们到不同的教会。
If we take our caution and consult with our elderly in the church.
如果我们有小心来问我们这个教会年长的。
We may be protected.
我们或许就得着保护。
And we may be nourished in the right way.
我们就会在正确的方式得到滋润。
And also in 2 Timothy,
还有在提摩太后书
chapter 2 verse 22,
第二章二十二
Paul urges Timothy,
保罗鼓励提摩太
to flee from youthful lusts,
要逃避少年的私欲
for young people,
对年轻人
I don't know if we know ourselves well.
我不晓得我们是否对我们自己非常认识。
When I was young, I thought I know myself.
当我们年轻的时候，我以为我认识我自己。
But as I grow in age,
当我在越年长的时候
，I feel I don't know myself at all.
我认为我不晓得认识我自己。
Until something happened to me, I realized I was like that all the years, but I don't realize it.
直到某件事发生，我才发觉我是这样子。那么多年我都不晓得我自己。
I'll share with brothers and sisters few things that I think related to young people.
我会和弟兄姐妹们分享一些有关年轻人的事。
About youthful lusts.
有关少年人的私欲。
Youthful desires.
或者这个少年人的欲望。
Young people tend to compare with others and compete with others.
那么少年人很喜欢和别人竞争和别人比较。
That's why sometimes we feel pressure from our peers.
所以有时候我们从我们同伴那边感受压力。
And that is something we need to flee from.
而这种呢，我们需要逃避。
If we care to bring this issue to the Lord.
如果我们会把这个课题带到主面前
and ask the Lord to help us,
求主来帮助我
then we will be safeguard.
我们就会得着保护
And second thing,
第二
young people tends to be going to extremes.
那么年轻人总是喜欢走极端
When we like something, we like it to the uttermost.
我们喜欢某件事，我们要喜欢到极点
When we dislike something,We just don't want to have anything to do with it.
那我们不喜欢的时候，我们什么都不要和他有。
I don't know if you agree with me or not.
有任何关联，我不晓得。
Oftentimes we have love feast, in our groups.
往往在我们群里有爱宴。
I like to sit with young people.
我喜欢和年轻人一起坐。
And I will share what do they get in their plate.
要分享他们这盘里的是
什么。One time I sit with a young sister.
有一次，我和一位年轻姐妹
坐。All in her plate is just ribs.
在她那碟里，全部就是排骨。
And I told her there are many different dishes. They look beautiful, they taste beautiful, and taste good and smells good.
那么我说有那么多的不同菜，他们看起来好吃，并且感觉也是好吃。
She said no.
她说不。
I like this.
我只喜欢这个。
This is in a way is good.
在某一方面是好。
But in the other sense, it's extreme.
另外一方面是偏激。
Many times we encounter things in life.
往往我们在生命里经历。
And we tend to be driven or provoked by those things to the extreme.
我们会被这些事情所催逼到极端。
And we need to flee from this kind of thing.
我们需要逃避这样的事。
I always tell my wife, I'm the most agreeable person, but yet most problematic.
我告诉我的妻子，我是能够最
最随和，
最随和，
但是也是最麻烦的。I don't know if you agree with that.
我不晓得你是否同意。
Why we are agreeable?
为什么我们是
Things I don't like, I don't care.
既然我不喜欢，
我就不管。So whatever you do, I agree with you.
你做什么我都同意。
But things I like, I care very much.
但是因着我喜欢，我很
在意。And no matter who says I don't care?
无论别人讲什么我都不管。
Then I become the problem.
那我就变成困难。
Brothers and sisters, this is youthful desire.
弟兄姐妹，这是少年的私欲。
And if we care to bring this issue to the Lord,
如果我们在意把这个事交托给主，
then the Lord will help us to take care of this thing.
主会帮助我们来处理这件事。
Then the spiritual life will grow.
那么，这个在我们里面的这个属灵生命将会成长。
One other thing I would share with you.
还有一件事和你们分享。
For young people, sometimes it's very headstrong.
有时年轻人是非常固执。
Once we determine,
我们一决定了。
Oh, nobody can change our mind.
没有人能够改变我们的意思。
Nobody can give us any suggestion.
没有人可以给我们任何的意见。
Sometimes I see young people, by doing so, they waste so much time, precious time of our life.
有时候我看到年轻人，他们因此这样做，就浪费很多宝贝的年轻。
The Lord was waiting patiently with us.
主在那里耐心地等候。
Try to change our mind, try to speak to us.
尝试改变我们心思，对我们说话。
But yet, we already have a set mind.
但是我们已经有固定的思想。
And we are so headstrong.
我们那么的固执。
And the Lord cannot bring us forth in life.
主没有办法把我们在生命里带我们往前。
That's something we need to learn to flee from.
这是我们要学习逃避。
So it's very beautiful in church life.
所以在教会生命是非常美丽。
Young people, not only concerning personal issues in life.
年轻人不但是个人的的事情。
We consult with our seniors.
我们和我们比较年长的
with the responsible brothers and sisters
交谈或者负责的弟兄姐妹
but also in the issues of service
并且在服事的事上
for instance if we want to have a gospel meeting
比方说如果我们要有传福音聚会
we want to have something doing it together to serve the Lord
我们有一件事我们一起来服事
not only we pray together
不但我们一起祷告
but also we invite older brothers and sisters we consult with them
并且我们邀请年长的弟兄姐妹
and we listen to their advice
听他们的的善劝
that can help us flee from all these youthful dangers
这能够帮助我们躲避这些少年的私欲
so the second thing we learn from Joseph is we learn to flee from those things that will hinder that will destroy the growth of the spiritual life
我们从约瑟所说的所学的第二件事就是逃避那些会拦阻会毁坏这生命
then the third and fourth dream that Joseph had
然后第三和第四个梦约瑟
when Harold died
当希律死
the angel appeared to him in his dream again
那么天使再次在他梦里显现
and instruct him to rise up bring the child back to Israel
指示他把孩子带回以色列。
That's his third dream.
这是他的第三个
梦。Once he was instructed, he rose up.
一旦他被指示，他就起来。
He went back.
他回去。
But yet he faced a choice.
但是他仍旧面对这个选择。
Should he go back to Bethlehem or go otherwise?
他该当回去伯利恒还是别处
？And he has his own thinking because go back to Bethlehem, there might be danger again.
他有这个思想，如果他回到伯利恒，可能还有这个危险。
Then the fourth dream came to him.
然后第四个梦来到他。
In Darby's translation says he received, he seeks divine instruction from the Lord.
在 Darby 的版本说到他寻求神的指示。
We see that Joseph he becomes proactive in obeying the Lord.
我们看到约瑟在顺服主的事上做了采取了主动。
He proactively seeking instruction from the Lord.
他主动的寻求从主来的指示。
That shows us how life grows in him.
这让我们看出生命在他里面的成长。
Sometimes when we first learn to walk with the Lord,
有时当我们学会先在主里行走。
We have to be instructed, then we know what to do.
我们必须要得到指示，我们才晓得要怎么做。
If we were not instructed,
如果没有得到指示
，we just do it by ourselves.
我们就凭自己做。
We just go ahead by our habit or by our own way of doing things.
就凭着习惯和凭我们平时的做法去做。
But as we grow spiritually,
但是当我们在属灵里成长
，we will come to the Lord.
我们会来到主前
，proactively,
主动的。
And we bring issues to the Lord.
把课题带到主。
And seek His face.
寻求他的脸。
Also inquire of Him.
并且向他求问。
And that is Joseph, his learning.
这是约瑟的学习。
So after he sought from the Lord,
在他从主询问之后
he received divine instruction again.
他再次得到神的指示。
So he brought his whole family to the northern countryside, Nazareth.
所以他就带他整全家到国家的北方，就是拿撒勒。
That fulfilled what was written for the Lord Jesus.
这就应验了写关耶稣的话。
He came out from Nazareth.
他来自拿撒勒。
As a humble person.
作为一个谦卑的人。
This is what I have to share with brothers and sisters.
这是我和弟兄姐妹们所要交通。
Especially our young people.
特别是我们的年轻人。
Hope the Lord may use this word.
希望主能够使用这些话。
To help us.
来帮助我们。
How to prepare ourselves.
如何来预备自己。
And cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵合作。
To bring forth the growth of the spiritual life in us.
把我们里面属灵的生命的成长带出来。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Because you are so gracious.
因为你是那么的恩典。
You have given yourself to us.
你把你自己赐给我们。
To be our very own life.
来，在我们自己的生命。
Lord, help us.
主，帮助我们。
That we will be a vessel that cooperate with you.
我们作为一个和你合作的器皿
，to allow this life to grow in us，
来允许这生命在我们里面成长。
Lord, how you used Mary and Joseph，
你如何的使用了玛利亚和约瑟
，to come into this world，
来进入这世界。
May you also find in us the same character like Mary and Joseph，
愿你也在我们里面找到同样的这的特征。在玛利亚和约瑟身上
，so your life will grow in us，
直到你的生命能够在我们里面成长
，until that you are satisfied，
直到你满足为止。
We thank you for listening our prayer。
我们感谢你听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray。
奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.